Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
We're good. Let's do it. Post-game live, Super Talk Mississippi YouTube. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for joining me here on a late Saturday evening. Before I get into my sponsors, I want to tell you everybody who's in here right now, everybody who's about to join us, I really appreciate y'all. All right, it'd be really easy just to walk away, say, you know what, I'm going to bed. I got church in the morning. Thank you for being here with me on YouTube as we wrap up the Missouri game. We are brought to you by our friends at Paul Davis Restoration and Stones Jewelers. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, storm, or break, shape, and damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. They don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, the Golden Triangle, if you're in the Tupelo area, or if you're in the SEAL building, call Paul Davis Restoration. 1 second, please. Need my flavored water here, if you don't mind. This needs to have some whiskey in it. Here we go. 49-27 is the final score. One of those weird games that is both not as close as the score makes it look, and yet somehow was closer to the score made it look. And it all starts with this. Mississippi State, let me pull the stats up here. I wanted to just go ahead and jump right in, and I don't have the stats up yet. So if you guys would just give me a second here. But, you know, coming out of halftime, Cole Kublik said he had spoken to Levy, talking about the number of quarterback runs in the first half. And Levy says, well, you know, they're not designed runs. They are, you know, RPOs, basically. They are, you know, that's what the defense is giving them. Okay. I get that. I understand how RPOs work, and I understand that. What that leads me to believe is Missouri was stacking their defense in such a way that the quarterback run was the correct option. If that's the case, why would you not play the quarterback who's the better runner? They're giving you the QB run. So you have to play the running quarterback. There was coming out of the first half, Mississippi State had 23 run plays, and the quarterbacks accounted for 19 of the carries. Blake Schaefman had 7 more carries in this game than Devon Booth, 7 more carries than Kamario Taylor, and 11 more carries than Fluff Bothwell. Guys, that's just not smart. There's no other word to describe that. So you have that. That's your first issue, is that once again, you've hired a coach as an offensive guy, and his offense isn't working. 2 years in, 52 carries, 110 yards. That's gross. State ran, do the math, Brian. 90 plays? Is that right? 52 runs and 38 passes. Somebody smarter than me, that's 90 plays. And they had 345 yards of offense. My goodness, I didn't realize it was that bad. On the other side of the ball, you have a team that's basically one-dimensional, but they run it 39 times for 326 yards. So on 14 fewer carries, they had 215 more yards than you did. And Ahmad Hardy, he should be the I mean, I know Kewan Lacy had a great game for Ole Miss tonight, but Ahmad Hardy, 25 carries, 300 yards. He averaged 12 yards a damn carry. And defensively, you just got trucked. And I go back to, you know, the Hutzler thing, and you know, week five, week six, you're like, they're better. Are they? They aren't. You can just say it now. They're not better. I'm glad that they didn't get run off the field with by a MAC team this year. That's great. I'm glad they were able to beat Arizona State. That's fine. But in SEC play, this defense is awful. Just awful. And missed tackles, just not acceptable. I want to read this again. TV said Levy is being careful with Mario Taylor's development. This is what we've got to talk about here. You have to play the better players. Guys, football is won by talent. Talent alone. All right? I can't think of a lot of scenarios, especially in a regular season game, where I would value experience over talent. But that's what's happening here. And Taylor is just the better option. And the question right there from Parker K21, what has Shapen done that Taylor can't do? That's the question. You saw it on the first play where he, after the, in the fourth quarter, where they've pulled Shapen, they put Taylor in. He's able to like break through a tackle and dump it off to Booth, and it's a short gain. That's a sack with Shapen in. So that's the frustrating part. But even so, you still scored 27 points, and you had a chance on the goal line to make it 30 points. And we'll talk about that drive in greater detail in just a moment. But defensively, this was a complete reversion back to where Mississippi State was a season ago. And I want to say this. I don't think there's going to be a wholesale staff changes. There'll probably be one or two. There might even be one you're not expecting. But I if you ask me today, do I think Coleman Hutzler is Mississippi State's defensive coordinator starting 2026 season? I do. I do think that. Even though you've had 2 years now, and yeah, you know, they improved the talent, but it's still not anywhere close. Is Shapen back next year? He is not. Shapen is, this is it. This is it. So I don't think Hutzler will be gone, but my goodness, you can make a really strong case. Has Levy done enough for us to know he is the right guy? No. How could you say anything other than that? How could you say anything other than that? He is 1-14 in the SEC. On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that Levy is the guy to turn this team around? 3? It's dropped a lot since last week. He coached really bad tonight. There's just no way around that. At some point, you have to say, okay, they're giving us this QB run look. That's fine. Either I'm gonna stick with the quarterback that runs the football, or I'm gonna call different plays. This is something I feel like I've been saying it since Joe Moorhead was here. Not everything has to be an RPO. You could just call a pass. You could just say, we're throwing the ball here. We're going to give a play-action look. It's a play-action pass. But we're going to throw the ball here. You can run a run. You can just say, we're going to run the football with a running back here. It's going to look like an RPO. All of the eye candy is still the same. The formation, the pre-snap motion, all of that's the same. But by God, hand it off. Man. That was a frustrating game. And we've had some frustrating games this season, obviously, right? We have sat through some games that Mississippi State, quite frankly, should have won. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, but they had opportunities. But then you have a game like tonight where it just felt like from the beginning they were out of it. You know, they go 3 and out on the first drive. You can tell that the running game is going to be a problem on that first drive for Missouri. You're offsides. They take a free shot. And look, the guy makes a ridiculous catch over Kelly Jones, right? not a lot you can do there. Kelly Jones is all over him, and the guy just happens to go down and catch the ball. I can't fault that one too much, right? But the missed tackles on defense and the way the offense ran tonight is just miserable. It was just not – it's just not what you signed up for with Jeff Lebby, I don't think. You know, when you got Lebby in here, you're thinking, okay, they're going to be a team that's really good, really explosive offensively, and then defensively they're going to have to catch up. And offensively, it just doesn't seem like it's clicking for whatever reason. There are some times where Lebby will be in the bag and he's calling plays and guys are open. And there are some games like tonight where you're just like, what are you doing? They ran 7 straight quarterback runs. And again, you can tell me that, well, that's based off the look the defense was giving them. Okay. You're the play caller. You can change things up. You absolutely could do that. The sad field goal was maybe the most offensive thing. Nothing better than a field goal when you're down 20-plus points. It's like, what are we doing? Opinion on Art Briles as an analyst. I just can't see State biting the bullet on that. I get where you're coming from. Here's the thing about what you're saying is that there are guys you could hire in that position if you wanted to have an offensive analyst to give you what Paul Rhodes and Mike McIntyre were supposed to be giving Hutzler. There are other guys you can hire and have that veteran voice that you don't have to have the negative publicity of Art Briles. So that's how I would look at that. So what happened to Brennan Thompson? I believe he was injured in this game. Did not play in the second half. So simple as that. Let's see. I'm just looking through some of this. Kendall Briles is a better fit than Lebby. As the head coach, I don't know. That's the problem with what you're saying there. It's just Charles Potts. Don't if you're going to make a change, you have to go get a real head coach, a guy who's done this before. You can't do this learning on the job thing again. Simple as that. Simple as that. You can't move. You cannot move on that. People are calling for Lebby to be fired. Listen, we can't get in this carousel. Who will we hire? Well, here's the problem with that thinking. That's Dan Glenn. Here's the problem with that. Do you believe that State could find a coach who could win 2 SEC games in 2 years? Because if you do, you improved. That's where you are right now. If you hired a coach that could win 2 SEC games in 2 years, you made a better hire than what you've got right now. And that's where you're going to be after next Friday. You're going to be 1-15 in 2 years in the SEC. I have to give a small donation. I don't know how you do your job without losing your mind. I do want to say something, guys. And this is just like the minimal thing here. But like sometimes I'll tweet out, hey, we're doing the post-game show. And somebody will be like, oh, you don't have to do that. Guys, I'm not doing this because I enjoy it. You see those 2 sponsors? They paid for me to do this show. I got to do this. This is my job. I got to do this. Like, I feel like, what was the professor's name in Animal House? Like, I'm serious. This is my job. So I do have to do this show. So let's just, you know, we'll get through it. Keep Lebby, but we need Jimmys and Joes. You're not wrong. That's Braden Parker. You're not wrong. State definitely desperately needs to upgrade the talent. And I fully expect Mississippi State to go out in the portal. And they should be successful in the portal. The money is there. They got a ton of opportunity to sell. But goodness gracious. Say the line. Everybody's in here like treating me like Bart Simpson. They were putrid tonight. I said it. What talent would want to come play for this team? I mean, when you're talking about NIL, plenty of talent, I would think. They have playmakers all around except Shapen. That's the thing that gets you the most is Booth and Bothwell are good running backs, and they got 1 carry apiece in the first half. 1! That doesn't compute for me, guys. That doesn't make any sense. What talent are we going to keep? I don't know. This is the transfer portal era, man. Some may come, some may go. How many wins keeps his job next year? Because that's the thing. even with a win on, let's say Mississippi State pulls off an upset and beats Ole Miss, go into next year, you got to win like 8 games. You can't continue on like this. You got to have either you're serious or you're not. Do you want to win at football or not? That's where Mississippi State is right now. You're asking that question. Do you want to win or not? Jerry Elman, we won't be able to get a better coach. So you're telling me, Jerry, this is what you're saying out loud, is that Mississippi State can't find a coach that could go better than 1-15 in the SEC in his first 2 seasons. That is a sad statement about this university, if that's the case. If that's the case, you got to consider a move. You don't need to be playing SEC football anymore. That's what you're saying, though. I'm not saying that. I want to make that clear. That I, Brian Haydad, I am not saying Mississippi State can't do better than 1-15 in 2 years in the SEC. That's what that guy just said. Had a conversation with a coworker. Is Mississippi State a location where college coaches' careers come to die? Mississippi State has not, people talk about State being a stepping stone. It's only happened once. Think about who are the last, let me go back. In my life, Emory Ballard was fired. Rocky Felker was fired. Jackie Sherrill was fired. Sylvester Croom was fired. Mullen went on to a better job. Moorhead was fired. Mike Leach passes away. Arnett fired. Lebby, it's not looking great. I don't think Saban would have won an SEC game with last year's roster. You're probably correct. Last year would have been tough, but this year is different. And also, I don't think Nick Saban would have lost to Toledo. And I say it all the time, but the taint of that game still lingers with this program. For everyone saying Shapen is the problem, Lebby choosing to play him is the problem. That is correct. Shapen's just doing the best he can. I really do believe that. Shapen is doing the best he can. But when you are looking at a defense that says, okay, we're going to give you this QB run, and you continue to play with the quarterback who's the inferior runner, that's a coaching issue. That's coaching 100%. That's who said that? Andy Aldi, you're correct. Heaven is a promotion. So, yes, Mike Leach did get a promotion. I'll give you that. Kenny also says, any quarterback we put back there is a danger with this offensive line. Shapen isn't the issue. The offensive line is the issue. The offensive line is a train wreck. And even with Albert Reese tonight, it didn't make much of a difference. I mean, they did score 27 points. I still don't know how they scored 27 points. I guess the penalties, the couple of turnovers, they had the short field. But goodness gracious. They ran 90 plays for 345 yards. I need to find out if 90 plays is like a school record. It's got to be close. It's got to be close. What are the chances Lodeholt gets let go? Probably slim to none. That's one of Lebby's guys. He just got here. There's no way. Melanie Moody. Hi, Brian. This was an unpleasant game. Hello, Melanie. You're correct. It was not pleasant at all. I appreciate the civilized discourse. I miss the days when State was the tougher team. They were not the tougher team tonight. There's no question about that. There's just no question about that. Hopefully, Lebby runs up north if Kiffin goes to Florida. First off, I don't think Kiffin's going anywhere. But secondly, can you imagine the outrage from their fans? They hired State's soon to be, what will his record be? He'll be 5-7, 2-10. So he'll be 7-17, 1-15. Good Lord, no. Y'all calm down. Jay Gramilla makes a point that I've mentioned before. We're a few plays from 8 wins. There are also a few plays from 2 wins. Well, from 3. I mean, State would have beaten Southern Miss, Northern Illinois, and Alcorn, no problem. But I've said this before. If a safety doesn't accidentally run into Sadu Traore, you don't beat Arizona State. He gets into Shapen's face. He can't make that throw, and that's where you are. Lebby's doing the best with what he has. Who said that? I don't think Lebby's doing the best with what he has at all. Lebby has enough talent to be winning more games than he is. Road wins are a rarity. Road wins are a rarity. I'll say it again and again. No question about it, but road wins and road not getting embarrassed are two different things. Will, you already pay me a salary. You didn't have to put money in, but I appreciate you. You know what's funny about that, Will, is like I don't actually get that money, right? You just paid our company $2. Why would you do that? That being said, does Camaro get the start in the Egg Bowl? I don't think so. I don't think he will. I'll be surprised if he does. But I don't think he will. I can't believe you just paid our own company $2. You could have just texted me. My phone's right here. All right. This will be fun. Let's do our Stones Jewelry Diamond of the Game. Since 1976, Stones Jewelry has been the trusted name for exquisite, one-of-a-kind pieces. Whether it's a stunning engagement ring, a timeless watch, or a custom-designed necklace, their expert jewelers will help you find something as unique as the person you're celebrating. Stop by and see their beautiful collection at 709 West Main Street. That's Stones Jewelry. Downtown Tupelo, you'll find the perfect piece to make any moment special. When you think of jewelry, think of stones. The holidays are upon us, guys. For a holiday memory that she'll never forget, I encourage you to go to Stones. All right, I'm going to go either here or let me look on the defensive side of the ball. I shouldn't pick anybody from this defense. Never mind that. Anthony Evans is our Stones Jewelry Diamond of the Game. 7 catches, 71 yards. Really good game for him. We'll definitely go with him. Targeted 10 times and had 7 catches. We'll go with that. So, yeah, Anthony Evans is our Stones Jewelry Diamond of the Game. Evans drops too many passes. I mean, when he's covered up most of the game, that's what I'm going to go with. Nick Mitchell, I can't give anybody from the defense. They gave up 326 yards rushing. I'm not giving anybody from the defense Diamond of the Game. Nick Mitchell had a decent game. He had, a couple tackles for loss. He had a sack. He had a pick. Played really well. They gave up 325 yards rushing. End of story. I'm not doing that. Levy coaches like he's playing NCAA on PS5. I disagree. I think when you're coaching on PS5, you're trying all sorts of plays. And if something works, you keep going. You know, at least from my experience, if something doesn't work, I don't go back to it. Brian, talk about going forward on fourth when we're down 11. Good point. That's Rob Chittum. Really good. The game was already, I think, over at that point, but you're still kind of in it. There's a hint of friskiness. And what was it? It was third and six. Let me see if I can find the exact. That was in the third quarter, right? So third quarter, touchdown, state scores, touchdown. So it was in the fourth quarter? I can't. It doesn't matter. It matters not. It's irrelevant. It says early fourth. So okay, there it is. Yeah. So it's third and four on the MSU 18. If you know you're going for it, there, you have to run the football. You have to set it up to be fourth and one, fourth and two. You can bring in Camario if you want to do that, or you can run it, but you have to set yourself up there. Instead, you try to throw the ball. It's incomplete, and then the next play, it's intercepted, and it's a touchdown, and the game is effectively over. The game was probably over anyway, but it was definitely over there. The missed field goal is another one, too. Like, you could almost hear the Benny Hill theme while that was played. I just don't know. That's coaching, though. When you're talking about we're going to go for it inside our own 20 with 12 minutes to go down 11, that's not a smart idea. There's just no question about that. I think Lebby can be good. I know we can't get in the carousel, but with Beamer fired, would you call him to see if he's interested since he has Mississippi State roots? I have two things. Beamer got fired? Did I miss that? Shane Beamer just get fired? Did that just happen? Chat, are we cooked? He didn't get hired. Okay, it was fake. Thank you. I was like, I missed that. That's crazy. All right. But that being said, when you blow a lead like that, yeah, you could probably guess who you could guess who's getting no coffee. That being said, even if he did get fired, no, I wouldn't bring Shane Beamer in. He couldn't win at South Carolina. Why would he win here? No. You can't hire a coach. If you're going to hire a coach, you got to hire a winner. A guy who has won. Why did Fluff only have 6 carries all game? No idea. Here we go. Mullen, would he come back? Mullen would come back. He might give you a discount, too. You might only have to pay him like 6.5, maybe 7 to start. By year 2, you know, go on that. Brian, you are spot on. Why, thank you. The ridiculous play calling is just inexcusable. It's been a common thing. The worst part is Lebby loving the calls and blaming execution. I absolutely wish that Lebby would be like, you know what? I made a bad call. Sometimes that's the question. Just say it out loud. Just take when you want to take the blame, take the blame. So State has exceeded my preseason prediction. You're correct. They did. They are one game over. Grab James Franklin before he signs with Vitek. You just thought Richard Cross hated Mississippi State. Goodness gracious. If we got James Franklin up in here. No coffee for Hutz. Buddy, no coffee for anybody. Top to bottom on that one. I'm tired of giving him the out of making a mistake on a back call. Can I get a Jack Crystal impression of what he would say right now? We're a family program, sir. I'm sorry, Coach Haynes. We cannot do that. The game was lost during the ridiculous goal-to-go sequence. Blocked field goal, simply followed by essentially a scoop and score. Missouri was kind of reeling there. And just, I mean, you're driving to take the lead. You're going to make it 17-14 if you just get into the end zone. Would I take the job as head coach? I would, and I would take a low salary. So for the first time in human history, when you say the coach took less salary so he could hire better assistants, it would 100% be true. The best offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator in the country would work at Mississippi State. I'd call Jim Knowles, be like, how does 5 mil a year sound? Who would I call for offense? Kendall Briles? I don't know. I got to think about that. We did. We had the ability to score. We just didn't execute. Is that actually a quote? I mean, he's kind of correct, but at the same time, that's on you. That's on you, man. All right. You know the drill. Back tomorrow with Thunder and Lightning. Robbie and Falcon. I saw Robbie at the basketball game today. I got to go to the basketball game today. Just be a fan, be a dad, be a husband. That was a lot of fun. With that team, I don't know. That's another problem we have, but we'll deal with that. That's for another day. So Robbie, and I saw Robbie, he was like, hey, do you want to record after the game if State wins? And I was just like, sure. If they win, sure. We'll record. And he laughed and I laughed and he cried and I cried. And there it is. So we'll be back tomorrow. Thunder and Lightning. Tell them Falk things that are true. And of course, coffee is for closers. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Appreciate you staying up late with me, and we'll see you again soon. Been Thunder and Lightning Live post game presented by Paul Davis Restoration and Stones Jewelry.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.